Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get to a round of Chump Tui, Kelly and Peyton of our star city of the day, Paynesville. Going to play on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to play a round of Chump Tui?
Yes.
Good. Star city of the day, Paynesville. That's all I got. All right, so ask Jen to leave the room, and we'll get started.
All right, Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck,
She's probably shocked that it's an East Side city. Because, you know, men are never.
That's false.
Men are never, literally. Lies. 2027. What's going to happen first? Men are the star city of the day or the 2026 Winter Olympics? That's what I'd like to know. Hey, Stevie.
Hello.
How are you?
You're being dramatic.
I mean, it's not very often. Dover never is, so let's not even go there. All right, here we go.
Unfair.
Five questions for you. Jen's in the hallway, not participating in this part of the game. We'll bring her in after you're done answering these questions and see how she does. But we are rooting for you to win that Jen and Tim Show limited edition coffee mug as we begin with question number one. And I feel like this is, I don't know if we didn't mention on the show or it was low key or what, but the Animal Planet's 21st annual Puppy Bowl did really well in the ratings, averaged almost 13 million viewers, marking a 2% improvement on last year's edition. Obviously, that happens during the halftime of the Super Bowl. I just need you to name any breed of dog.
Doberman.
Let's go with question number two. Backstreet Boys have announced a new residency. They're going to be in Vegas at the Sphere. They'll perform 9 shows from July 11th to July 27th. Give me the first name of any of the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, no. I should know this. I'm a millennial.
Hello. Sorry, there's the timer. Question number three. The highly anticipated live-action How to Train Your Dragon has officially dropped its full-length trailer and will make its way into theaters in June on the 13th. Speaking of How to Train Your Dragon, what is the name of Hiccup's dragon?
I don't know.
That would be ironic if it was one of the names of the Backstreet Boys, but that's not the case. Question number four. Let's go with this. Red Lobster, bringing back the Lobster Fest. A little nervous about this.
I don't like that.
I don't know. So Lobster Fest is coming back. Actually, it's back now. So they're calling it this year's Gloat, as in the greatest lobster fest of all time, and it's now available.
I hate the name.
I don't.
I mean, I love the name, but I hate it.
I hear what you're saying. So the reason that I'm a little nervous, wasn't it? The all-you-can-eat shrimp idea that this old-school rapper had to help bail them out of financial trouble? I'm looking for the name of the old-school rapper.
Oh, my gosh. Flava Flav?
All right. Question number five. Haley Steinfeld has just introduced a new line of canned drinks. Maybe this is a Tasty Tuesday in the future, maybe a Thirsty Thursday.
Sounds pretty good.
Called the Angel Margarita. So the new drinks combine sparkling water, the agave syrup, natural flavors, and 100% agave tequila. My question to you, who is Haley Steinfeld's fiance?
Tim, why are these questions so hard today?
I don't know. You have to blame me.
Know.
I wrote them. So you can blame me.
Oh, I have no
idea. That's okay. That's all right. We're going to see how you did. We're going to bring Jen back in and ask her those same five questions in 4 minutes. We'll see how she does on Star 102. Kelly is mad at me.
What'd you do?
Mad. Star 102, oh, Cleveland's geez. Feel-good favorites. What's up with these questions, Tim?
Oh, well.
She's not having it today.
I can understand.
She says, I don't care if it is the Star City of the Day.
Yeah, she said your questions are hard.
So how many did she answer correctly?
Two.
Okay.
Yeah. Terrible.
That's all right. We're going to ask you the same five questions. Maybe they are tough today and I take the heat. I don't know. Usually we know historically whose questions are the toughest. Rhymes with Schmeevy.
No, that's what you like to say to deflect.
Yes. He's such a good deflector, isn't he?
All right. Play along. See if if you're just joining us, maybe these were too tough. I apologize if they are. We begin with question number one. We begin with Animal Planet's 21st annual Puppy Bowl that I feel like flew under the radar. I don't know. I mean, it happens every year. Averaged 13 million viewers, marking a 2% improvement on last year's edition.
I watched. It was so cute.
Did you watch it?
Parts
watch?
Of it, yes. Oh, my gosh. It was so cute. Yes. Sorry.
Oh, it's fine.
I didn't mean to interrupt you
in
your hard question.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Name any breed of dog.
Oh, a mini Bernedoodle.
Absolutely. Question. Any more about the puppy bowl? I don't mean to cut you off. Is
You're
there
just
any?
So cute, and I wanted to adopt every single puppy, and the names they had for them were the cutest.
I love
ever.
Seeing the names.
Like, yes.
When like shelters post, like, adopt it, they always have the best names.
The best.
Question number two. Backstreet Boys have announced a new residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas. They'll perform. What?
I just remembered one of the names.
What is it?
It was Lex Woofer.
That's pretty solid.
It was pretty good.
Lex Woofer. I feel like we would make that up.
Yeah.
They're going to be in Las Vegas. So it's fine. At the Sphere, they're going to perform 9 shows from July 11th to July 27th. Give me the first name of any of the Backstreet Boys.
Nick.
Nick is one of them. Question number three. The highly anticipated live-action How to Train Your Dragon has officially dropped its full-length trailer and will make its way into theaters on June 13th. What is the name of Hiccup's dragon?
Toothless.
It is Toothless. Question number four.
Is this the one that's really hard?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh! I don't like this. I don't like it. Red Lobster.
Oh, boy.
Is bringing back Lobster Fest.
You and your Red
Lobster. For 2025.
Lobster. No, it was Shrimp. It was Shrimp Fest that bankrupted.
That's what
them.
I'm getting to. Well, I mean, stop at the fests. Make some money. Stick around. They're calling this year's fest, and Stevie loves this name, it's called Gloat. The greatest Lobster Fest of all time.
I hate it.
I hate it, too. I don't like that at all.
So let's get to this. Wasn't it the all-you-can-eat shrimp idea that this old-school rapper had to help bail them out of financial trouble?
Flava Flav.
Flava Flav is the one.
Like he was everywhere last
year.
Yeah,
everywhere.
He was.
What was it? Was it the water polo? Who was it? In Vegas?
The Olympics and the water polo,
everywhere.
Women's water polo.
Please be careful with Lobster Fest. I mean, I don't need another place closing on 306 and Metter.
Is it all you can eat lobster?
Yeah. I was going to ask that too.
I don't think it is. I don't think it's all you can eat lobster. No, I think it's just the meal. Right.
Not so they're smart.
Question number five. Haley Steinfeld is introducing a new line of canned drinks that maybe it's, Tasty Tuesday, Thirsty Thursday. They call it the Angel Margarita. So the new drink combines sparkling water, agave syrup, natural flavors, and 100% agave tequila. Who is Haley Steinfeld's fiance?
Josh Allen.
Final totals.
Kelly 2, Jen 5.
Oh. I wanted to be mad with you. I wanted to be mad with you for the hard questions. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'll get you next time.
Yes, you
next
will,
time.
Kelly.
Absolutely. We will see you at Lobster Fest in Menor. In the meantime.
I'd rather not.
Get them Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Oh, I'm in for those.
That's what I'm talking about. We love talking with you. We're so glad that you played the game, but you know what you need to say.
This is Kelly from Painesville, and I did not trump Tui.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Let's get to a round of Trump Tui. I know I asked your names just a minute ago. Could you give me your names again?
Of course. It's Alicia, Dan, Kylie, and Megan.
It's great. Well, we're glad you're playing a round of Trump Tui. We appreciate that. I guess I should grab my questions. That'll help be helpful. All right. Ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and start the game.
Jen, darling, would you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Alicia, Dan, Megan, and Kylie.
Like the whole crew.
Thank you.
Love it. We appreciate you guys listening. You know how the game works. Jen's leaving the studio right now. Producer Stevie stays in the studio with me. She keeps track of the score. I will ask the questions after you're done answering those five questions. We'll play a quick song so we can go grab Jen, bring her back into the room, and ask her the same five questions and see if you can hand her 470th loss as we begin with question number one. We begin with Nicole Kidman's thriller, Baby Girl is coming back to theaters this Friday for Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow already. Our question to you is simple. Do you have any Valentine's Day plans?
Yes.
Question number two. I love the honesty. Yes. No. And question number two. Dua Lipa has announced that her sophomore album, Future Nostalgia, is getting a special re-release to celebrate its fifth anniversary and will feature a yellow splatter vinyl as well as two black vinyl discs. Which of the following songs is not on her album, Future Nostalgia? Is it New Rules or is it Levitating?
I think Levitating.
All right, let's go with question number three. Masked Singer kicked off its 13th season on Fox last night with judges Robin Thicke. You have Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg, Ken Jeong, Rita Ora, Nick Cannon. They're all returning. Is Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg married to Mark or Donnie Wahlberg?
Donnie.
Cool. Look at that. I didn't even have to hit the timer. All right, question number four.
I was married to Donnie.
There you go. Question number four. Bill Nye, the science guy, was asked on a talk show who he thinks is going to win the World Series next year, and he predicted the Cleveland Guardians are going to win. We love Bill Nye. In honor of that, let's ask a science question for kids. Jen's going to love this. How many bones are in the human body? Your guess must be within the total of five. Once again, let's do it again. How many bones are in the human body? Your guess must be within five.
Two or three.
Let's go with question number five. Avril Lavigne is making her Warp Tour debut. She announced that she'll be performing at one of the three stops on the Traveling Rock Show. The lineup also includes this hip-hop duo known for songs like Starstruck and Don't Trust Me.
That's duo.
I think it's 303.
Let's go with that for the answer for question number five. We're going to see how you did. We will ask Jen those same five questions. That's next on Star 102. Continue around to Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I know you have all the names written down.
Alicia, Dan, Megan, and Kylie.
They answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, how'd they do?
They got four.
Oh!
Good job.
They know. They're just waiting, nervously waiting for you to answer these five questions.
I'm nervous too. They got four correct.
They did a great job. Question number one, Nicole Kidman's thriller Baby Girl is coming back to theaters this Friday, tomorrow, which is Valentine's Day. Our question to you is simple. Do you have Valentine's Day plans?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Well, it's actually Saturday, so does that count?
No. So you lied about the answer. I think that's wrong.
Valentine's Day.
So you didn't have it, but you said yes.
No, I do. It's a Valentine's Day plan. It's dinner.
But it's Saturday, and we asked you about Valentine's Day, and you said you do, but you don't.
It's the whole weekend.
Okay. Question number two.
No, I gave you the point.
Thank you, Stevie.
Exactly. She's the one that matters. Question number two. Dua Lipa has announced that her sophomore album, Future Nostalgia, is getting a special re-release to celebrate its fifth anniversary and will feature a yellow splatter vinyl as well as two black vinyl discs. Which of the following songs is not on her album, Future Nostalgia? New Rules or Levitating?
New Rules.
That is correct. Question number three. The Masked Singer kicked off its 13th season on Fox last night with judges Robin Thicke, Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg, Ken Jeong. You have Rita Ora and also Nick Cannon returning. Is Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg married to Mark or Donnie Wahlberg?
Donnie Wahlberg.
Of course, that's Donnie. Question number four. Bill Nye, the Science Guy, was asked, you want to sing the song?
No.
I could play? You know what? Nope. Yes, there's a song.
There is a song. Love it.
Bill Nye, the Science Guy, was asked on a talk show who he thinks is going to win the World Series next year, and he predicted the Cleveland Guardians are going to win. In honor of that, let's ask you a science question for kids.
Oh, cool.
What do you mean? Excited?
Science rules. That's what he says, Jen.
That's great for him. I don't claim to know science, Stevie, so this is going to be neat.
Told you this.
I don't like it already.
Told you this.
Better not involve a periodic table of any sort.
No, none.
In the upper right-hand corner of the periodic table.
Stop.
Fine. How many bones are there in the human body? Your guess must be within five.
252.
A lot of bones.
A lot of bones.
You have to break some of this. Break some of this. Not enough bones. You can't stand. Can't stand.
37.
37? No, you're pretty much putting.
You're nothing.
206. So we were going with
252. Isn't that unreasonable?
It was very unreasonable. A lot of bones.
What is it?
A lot
206?
Of bones. Where are the other 50 bones going to be placed? 216.
343. 200. Don't ask that. Where are they going to be placed?
Well, you said you're not that far off. Like 200, another 50 bones.
Like you made it feel like it was
really
outrageous to say over
really
200.
Strong. Couple of more tibulas and fibulas.
Stop.
Oh my gosh. Look at this. I have 64 ribs. I am a
maybe
tank.
Maybe someone has a double femur. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Femur plus, they call that.
That's right.
Let's go with the dual femur. I'm going to vomit. All right, let's go with question number five. Where are we at? I've lost track.
You got to get this one to tie it up.
Tie it up. You have to get this. We're done with femur
thanks,
chat.
Tim.
Let's move on. Question number five. Avril Lavigne. Don't say thanks, Tim. Stevie wrote that question.
She said that, and then you repeated it, like, just to be snotty.
Question number five.
You have to get this.
Avril Lavigne is making her Warped Tour debut, Jen. She announced that she'll be performing at one of the three stops on the Traveling Rock Show, Jen. The lineup also includes this hip-hop duo known for songs like Starstruck and Don't Trust Me.
A Cobra Starship.
That was a good guess.
That was a good guess. 303.
Ah!
Which is actually the number of bones in an adult male. Final time.
Alicia, Dan, Kylie, Megan, 4, Jen, 3.
Yeah!
You did it. You trumped me. Good job, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Do we get the mug?
You do get the mug.
Dude, I have two t-shirts. I'm so excited right now. Jen, I love you. I love you. I love you. But this is Alicia, Dan, Megan, and Kylie, and we just trumped Jen Tui on Star 102.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.